This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
I am 5 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 145 verse 9. The Lord is good to all. Amen.
My name is Mary Afia Ansa. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is Proverbs chapter 19 verse 1. Better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and a fool. Amen.
My name is Nana Damwa David. I am 7 years old.
My memory verse is taken from Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen.
My name is Goja Demenu. I am 6 years old. My memory verse is taken from John 11:35. Jesus wept. Amen.
My name is Park Wisiam Poma Piedu. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, dear Lord, I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rock and thy staff may comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Kofi Amuakakari. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen.
My name is Daniel Kwame Bidako. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Jeremiah 17 verse 1. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Amen.
My name is Comfort Bedua Jekumbuatin. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Exodus chapter 3 verse 5. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Amen.
Children, happy Sabbath. Welcome to our story time with Auntie A. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 1 and is entitled God Makes the World. Long ago, before time began, our world was dark and desolate. Then God began to create order and beauty. First, he commanded light to break into the darkness, and there was light. Next, he ordered the raging oceans to go back so that dry land appeared. But the land was empty and silent, except for the lapping of the waves and the sigh of the wind. So God commanded the earth to produce trees and plants. How lovely the first green leaves and bright flowers looked! Then, high above in the lofty skies that he had made, God commanded the sun to shine in the day and the moon to give a gentle light by night. He created the stars to twinkle in the velvety darkness. Still, sky and sea were silent and empty. So God made creatures to swim and play in the ocean, from the tiniest fish to the largest whale. He made the birds to sing sweetly as they flew among the trees. It was a beautiful world, and God saw how good it was. But the land was still empty, so God made the animals. He created small, furry creatures and huge, strong beasts as well. The woods and the forests, the fields and the plains came alive with the animals that God had made. God told all the fishes and birds and animals to bear young and to grow in number so that his whole world could be full and busy and content. God looked at all that he had made and said, "It is very good." That's our story for today. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. Ciao! God bless you! Hi, children, and happy Sabbath. Welcome to our story time with Auntie A. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 1 and is entitled, God Makes the World. Long ago, before time began, our world was dark and desolate. Then God began to create order and beauty. First, he commanded light to break into the darkness. Next, he ordered the raging oceans to go back so that dry land appeared. But the land was empty and silent, except for the lapping of the waves and the sigh of the wind. So God commanded the earth to produce trees and plants. How lovely the first green leaves and bright flowers looked. Then, high above in the lofty skies that he had made, God commanded the sun to shine in the day and the moon to give a gentle light by night. He created the stars to twinkle in the velvety darkness. Still, sky and sea were silent and empty. So God made creatures to swim and play in the ocean, from the tiniest fish to the largest whale. He made the birds to sing sweetly as they flew among the trees. It was a beautiful world, and God saw how good it was. But the land was still empty, so God made the animals. He created small, furry creatures and huge, strong beasts as well. The woods and the forests, the fields and the plains came alive with the animals that God had made. God told all the fishes and birds and animals to bear young and to grow in number, so that his whole world could be full and busy and content. God looked at all that he had made and said, "It is very good." That's our story for today. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. Ciao! God bless you.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
Close our walls with God, let it come. Hello, you out there. I'm glad to come your way again on this moment of truth. I know your hearing this has been a blessing in your life. Know God is doing miracles in your life, in your families. And always, you must not listen alone. Come together with your friends, with mom and dad. Invite everybody. Tell everybody about Moment of Truth on Adventist Radio. Today, again, God is going to bless you. So I want you to sit down quietly and listen. And after you've heard this, pray over this and ask God for His direction in your life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we invite you to come into our heart. Put your spirit in us. And God, make us happy. God, bless us. God, forgive us of our shortcomings, of our weakness, and make us strong. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Today we are going to talk about bearing burdens. What do we do when we bear burdens? And how do we bear the burdens of people? Burdens are loads. The loads could be anything. They could be sickness. Anything you worry about is a burden. So bearing burdens. And the Bible teaches us to do something about the cares, the worries, and as we call them, the burdens of other people. What does the Bible say we should do? Let's read Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. I hope you have your Bibles ready. Always do not forget your Bible when it comes to moments of truth. For it contains the word of God. Words to guide you, words to give you hope, and they are full of blessings and promises. Amen. So let's read Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Let us hear the word of God. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Yes, this is a command, and this was given by Paul. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write this. He says that we are to share with other people. We are not to be selfish. And how do we do this? By caring for others. When they are sick, when you do that, we are bearing their burdens. And when we do that, the greatest thing about this quotation is that we have obeyed a commandment of Jesus. Amen. A girl asked their sister, why is it that you don't always want to help with the work at home? And the mother also had observed it. So the mother also asked, why is that you don't perform your household chores? So the girl told the mom, I have to go to my friend's house because their mom is sick. I must go and help her, so that she will do all the house chores and also cook for the mother. So the mom said, well, that is not a bad thing. For in the Bible, it is said that we must bear one another's burden. And also, when we do this, we fulfill the law of Christ. But then, don't forget this. You must also learn to bear your own burden. If you do not bear your burden, you make it someone's burden. So if you don't lay your bed and you go out, you make it my burden. So you must learn to be responsible. So learn to do your work first before you go to help other people. If we do our own work, then someone else will have to do it. And that is adding a burden to that person, which is not fair. So what did the girls do? Luckily for them that day, they had tidied up and done all they had to do. So the mom said, "All right, I'm happy you've done this. So go ahead, go to your friend's house and help them with their sick mother. And I can also do some little things that can make a sick person comfortable. In that way, I can do something for their mother too." The only way that we can help Jesus and show him that we love him is by helping others. That is, by helping them bear their burdens. Have you ever tried it? All around you, you see old people. As a little child, if you see an old lady or an old man carrying foodstuff from the farm, from the market, what do? You say, "I don't care." Jesus will love you to run to the person and help the person with the load. And I believe God will bless you. Amen. If you are a young child, a child, and you're sitting in a vehicle and an adult comes, do you say, "Because I've paid the fare, I'll not let the adult sit, that I'm right, I must sit down"? You know what Jesus would have done? Jesus would have stood up for the adult to sit. That's exactly what Jesus wants you to do. So how do you do to help people who are sick? If your friend is unable to work her math at school, do you tease the person? That is a problem for the person. You don't need to do that. If you can help, you go to the person and you help them solve it. If your friend is unable to read well, if your friend makes a mistake, do you laugh at the person? No, you must pray for the person. The least you can do is to pray for the person. So today, if you hear what I'm saying, then Jesus is telling you that you must learn to share. And by helping others bear their burdens, you can help the sick by buying medicine for them, by helping them, by buying food for them, by washing their clothes for them. That is exactly what Jesus wants you to do. So can you think of any way that you can help bear the burdens of other people? Apart from all I've said, is there any way you can help lighten your mother and your father's daily burdens? Yes, as children at home, there are a lot of household chores you can do. Do you want your mom to do everything? She does all the kitchen. Your dad goes to work. He does all the work. He sweats a lot and brings everything home. And all you do is watch television and sleep. No, Jesus doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to learn by helping other people. And when you do that, God is going to bless you, for you'll be a blessing unto others. Thank you for listening. This has been your brother, Elijah Boapia, for AWR Radio, Ghana.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 244 673528 or +233 208 704 532, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
Thank you.